Charlena Lyles was shot by police in Seattle on June 18th. Last fall, a similar shooting happened on the day when the homeless camp called the Jungle was shut down. Police shot a man named Michael Taylor. Both victims were allegedly holding knives. And in both cases, officers had warning that mental health issues might complicate the encounter. KUOW's Joshua McNichols has more.
This is a story about how mental illness can complicate police de-escalation. We're going to go back in time to the day Seattle police shut down the Jungle. Lots of people were stressed out. Social worker Michael Volz was there, pleading with police officers to bring in crisis counselors. Later, Volz, who prefers the pronoun they, told me what they said to police.
It seems that you're very ill-equipped to handle this situation.
Volz was concerned because many of the people being forced out of the Jungle struggled with mental illness and addiction. Volz said they told Sergeant Heidi Tuttle, the officer in charge,
these people are in crisis, and so you need to have some crisis workers out here to help them. She said, we've got it under control. I've got crisis workers on standby, is what she said.
So everybody was on edge, and there were teams of police and teams of Union Gospel Mission workers basically operating separately to help people. KUOW producer Ann Kane and I were walking through the Jungle on a dirt trail, observing all of this. And we came to this part of the path where there wasn't anybody else around. These two guys started walking towards us. They stopped right in front of us, taking up the whole width of the trail. One of them threatened us, told us he'd mess us up if we didn't give him $10 right now. I pulled out the money.
I should ask for 100.
And then he seemed to have second thoughts, and he tried to give it back.
Give your money back. I give you money back.
But we just walked on.
Hey, I give you money back. Please, please.
It's okay.
I just had a robbery. No, please.
The encounter passed so quickly, we didn't take the time to dissect what was happening. We just wanted out of there. Through all this, the second guy pretty much stayed out of it. That guy was Michael Taylor. An hour later, he sought us out. We were standing right by a group of police officers at one of the entrances to the Jungle, but he walked right up to us. He was a little hard to understand, so he had to repeat himself a few times. But I understood his message. I apologize. That guy I was with was out of control. I'm not like that. I don't do things like that to people. At the time, I found it strange that he'd sought me out to apologize an hour after he'd watched a guy take my money. But later, I read this remembrance his father shared with the South Seattle Emerald about how Michael Taylor had suffered from delayed response syndrome. It's a condition that rendered him unable to make good split-second decisions. 35 minutes after he apologized to me, the police found him with a knife in his hand facing another man. They shot him.
You know, we're called to a scene that is in chaos, and it's critical that we make a split-second decision to keep everybody safe right there.
That's Joe Winters. He trains police officers in de-escalation at the police academy just south of Seattle. They call it crisis intervention training. Winters trains officers over and over again so that when they encounter a crisis out in the world, they don't have to think. They just know what to do.
So if I came on scene with an individual who had a knife, I would be like, drop the knife now! And then once I realized I got his attention, I'd be like, okay, now this is what we're going to do. You're going to put the knife on the ground slowly. You're going to turn around and put your hands behind your back. And as you can see, I'm still having that authority, but I'm not screaming at him. I'm not yelling. I'm not adding to that chaos and keeping it just, you know, whirling around like a tornado.
Winters says social workers and scientists have worked really hard to make this de-escalation technique more effective.
We have come so far. You know, years back, we resorted to yelling at people. And as they got louder, we got louder.
There's this moment in the police report obtained by the Seattle Times when Sergeant Heidi Tuttle shouted at Michael Taylor and then had to assess his response. Taylor can be hard to understand. Tuttle interpreted Taylor's words as something about refusing to put the knife down. Taylor can take time to react, and Tuttle read his expression as fearlessness. When Taylor looked from one officer to the other, Tuttle thought he was assessing which one he wanted to lunge towards. The man Taylor was fighting with said Taylor took a few steps towards the police officers. When that happens, when an officer commands somebody to drop their weapon and they don't do it,
we may have to go to lethal force.
I pushed trainer Joe Winters on this. Why can't you just shoot somebody in the leg? Why do you have to shoot to kill?
Have you ever fired a weapon?
No.
Okay, have you ever handled a pistol or a rifle before?
No.
Okay, it can be a very difficult thing to handle a pistol and be able to hit your target in a split second decision. We do a lot of firearms training. You're taught just to hit center mass. And on a split second decision, trying to aim for an arm, you can probably think that you may miss. You know, we're not sharpshooters.
Winter says there's always a temptation to second guess the decisions officers make. He advises,
trust that our officers and deputies are being trained well to go out there and assess split second decisions and make the appropriate decision for a good outcome.
Here's another similarity between Charlena Lyles' shooting and Michael Taylor's shooting. In neither case could we describe the outcome as good. Remember how the social worker, Michael Volse, recalled pleading with Sergeant Tuttle, the officer in charge, to send in crisis workers? That same officer shot Michael Taylor. Volse was furious inside.
I was just talking to you. I was standing right there hours earlier, and then you shot and killed somebody after brushing me off.
But Volse says we can't blame everything on the police because we don't spend money on mental health or addiction like we need to. Then we ask officers to pick up the slack.
They are being trained to shoot to kill. They're being trained to talk people down. They're like suicide. What the hell do we want them to do? You know, they can't be everything.
One more thing about cases like Michael Taylor and Charlena Lyles. Sometimes it takes a long time to get closure. 8 months have passed since Michael Taylor was shot. The inquest into his shooting begins Tuesday. I'm Joshua McNichols, KUOW News.